There's a lot we still don't know about yesterday's election, but among the things we do know, it was a big night for marijuana. And of course, by that I mean four more states voted to legalize recreational marijuana. Uber and other gig economy businesses in California will not have to classify their drivers as employees, leaving Uber and other gig companies off the hook when it comes to benefits. And the minimum wage is going up to $15 an hour in Florida. These decisions were among the more than 100 ballot measures across 32 states yesterday. Let's bring in Josh Altick. He's project director at Ballotpedia in Wisconsin. He's been following this. So, Josh, we're going to get to all 100. No, we're not. We're going to get to as many as we can. But start with California's Prop 22. It's being called the most expensive ballot initiative in state history. It asked whether gig economy companies had to classify their workers as employees. Now, the decision that they don't sent shares of Uber and Lyft soaring. But what does this mean for people employed in the gig economy?
Yeah, one of the most interesting measures we're watching this year, and super expensive, broke all kinds of records. So it specifically concerns app-based drivers, and it's a response to AB 5 passed in 2019 that defines independent contractors in a way that makes these employees classify their workers as actual employees. That means minimum wage, certain benefit requirements, et cetera. So this was definitely a best defense is a good offense action by Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and their cohorts. And they were willing to spend over $200 million to get the measure passed. The significance is immense. So one thing to note is the measure, it allows the workers to remain as independent contractors, but it also gives some other restrictions. Like there is a wage floor in the measure, some like worker training requirements and health insurance requirements. So there were other factors in play as well, but this is one that, you know, this policy is new. It's the first time voters have decided a gig economy on the ballot, and we'll see sort of whether other states consider this policy in the future.
Yeah. As we said, marijuana won in several states, in Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota. Voters voted to legalize marijuana for recreational use. There was also medical marijuana on the ballot elsewhere. Oregon voted to legalize psychedelic mushrooms. Look, take that first. It doesn't mean that people can just wander into the street and take some psychedelic mushrooms. What does it mean?
Yeah, the Oregon measure, Measure 109, was, from the perspective of mushroom advocates, kind of conservative. So basically, it allows psilocybin services, which means, by the initiative's language, that there will be certain centers with trained administrators, and you would go for a session that under observation by an administrator. So that's what it allows for anyone 21 and over. But there was another measure paired with that one, Measure 110, that was also on the ballot. And that actually was sort of a first of its kind as well. It decriminalized all Schedule 1 through 4 drugs. It made them just a violation with a $100 maximum fine. So those two in combination give an interesting take on sort of what the direction of that particular policy is going, as well as the D.C. measure, which also passed.
Yeah, the D.C. measure also decriminalized mushrooms.
Right. Mushrooms and any other entheogenic fungi. That's what how they described it. That includes Ibega and other things, but a big focus on psilocybin.
Okay. In Florida, voters chose President Trump over Joe Biden, as we've been saying, but also overwhelmingly approved increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2026. What do you think that is? What happened there?
Yeah. So minimum wage is always a very popular position, is increasing the minimum wage. There's been 26 measures since, I think, 1996, and all but two have passed, and those two were a long time ago. So this measure, I think the AP's called it, and most people have called it, but it is actually still very close because it required a 60% supermajority requirement to pass, and it's sitting right about 60.8. So very close. But I think the main takeaway is this is actually the first time statewide voters have decided on that magic number 15, which has been kind of a focal point of the minimum wage movement for a while. So what the measure would do is increase the minimum wage by $1 per year until it gets to $15 per hour by 2026. And it's the first time that that $15 per hour number has been on the ballot. And like you said, it has got 60% approval, which it needs. So yeah, interesting first.
Yeah, and we are taking a look at ballot questions. If you've just tuned in with Josh Altick of Ballotpedia, we're also keeping an eye on all the news of the day. If any state suddenly counts all its ballots or anything changes, we'll bring that to you. But one of the reasons to look at ballot measures and what happened is that it usually does go, it spreads from state to state. So let's look at Illinois, where a ballot measure there that was trying to change the state's income tax from a flat rate to a graduated rate. This was supported by Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. He campaigned on changing the way taxes are collected. Remind us briefly what that means, the proposal, and then what happened.
Sure. So the proposal is to allow the legislature to tax higher incomes at higher levels, as opposed to the current requirement in the Constitution that there's one flat rate for all levels of income. And I think what sticks out to this one is not only that it failed, because it was a little close going in, but that it failed by such a large margin. I know 5 points doesn't seem large, but this measure required either a 60% majority or a majority from all ballots cast at the election. So this needed a bit of a cushion, and it got the opposite of that. And I think the biggest factor is just you look at the spending. Neck and neck going into the election at little over $60 million both on the support side and $60 million on the opposition side. And it was kind of a shootout between Governor Pritzker and Ken Griffin, who's the founder and CEO of Citadel. So I think that spending on the opposition side really tipped the scale. And I think some people are a little surprised by the final margins there.
Yeah. In Colorado, a ballot measure that would have banned abortions at 22 weeks or later failed. This was the fourth attempt since 2008 to restrict abortion rights in that state. Just briefly on that.
Sure. I mean, this is a new effort. They've gone really big and really small before. They've tried to ban partial birth abortions, which barely failed. And they've tried to define, kind of do a personhood measure, which failed handily. This one was supposed to be kind of a middle of the road measure. And I think some people are going to be surprised by how much it failed by. And that could speak to maybe the climate of the country right now and possibly Supreme Court interests and concerns and what's going on there. But the measure failed. One thing to point out is there was one other abortion measure on the ballot in Louisiana. And that just stated that nothing in the Constitution secures or protects the right to abortion. And that measure passed. So two interesting things there.
Yeah, especially since the Roe v. Wade questions are headed to, possibly headed to the Supreme Court. Redistricting measures were on the ballot in three states. Let's talk about Virginia. It called for a constitutional amendment to create a bipartisan redistricting commission. This is years after huge battles over gerrymandering, carving out districts to benefit certain parties. What did voters say?
Voters liked this one, 65% and counting in favor of it. Which was kind of an interesting saga that played out because it requires two sessions to put a measure on the ballot. And there was a really strong bipartisan support at first. And then I think some Democrats had some buyer's remorse when they took control of the House. There was actually some Democrats who were opposed to this going into the election, but the measure was already on the ballot and the voters said, yes, please.
Okay, we only got about a minute left. So this is your choice. It's just something that struck you.
Sure. Let's go back to marijuana. I think everyone's used to seeing it. It might seem boring, but the new things this year, three states, Montana, South Dakota, and Arizona, those are the first three states to vote on marijuana and pass it that voted Republican in the presidential elections from 2000 to 2016. So, I mean, Arizona flipped this year, but strong are states that voted in favor of marijuana. I think that's what's new this year in the marijuana movement, and it's kind of just continued momentum for that movement after nine states have already approved it through ballot initiatives and two states through legislative action.
And again, if someone just tuned in and heard you say, let's go back to marijuana, we are talking about ballot questions. There are over 100. We direct you to Ballotpedia because they'll go through all of them for you. Here in Massachusetts, voters reject ranked voting. That's where somebody who doesn't come in first might actually win a race. That was rejected. So many out there. They're actually fun to read. Josh Altick from Ballotpedia, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me on, Robin.